Right, I'm doing a PowerPoint presentation.
Yay!
It's actually 2010 I wrote it on, but it only goes up to 2003 here, so I had to convert it, so that's quite interesting. Right, okay. I'm going to talk to you about QR codes. That's my blog here, that's my email if you want to get in contact. I know people have talked about QR codes before, but I've been doing a lot of research about this recently, and hopefully you'll find this useful. Okay, so what are QR codes? If you're not sure what they are basically sort of two-dimensional codes which allow you to link to lots of other things as well as look at text and what have you on your mobile device. If you want to have a quick look at this, at some point, QR codes by Common Craft, it came out I think last week or certainly the last couple of weeks. It's a brilliant way of explaining what they are and how you can use them. So, as I said already, these are what they are. You can use them to open up URLs, audio files, video files, text, Google Forms. If you've got a smartphone with you now and you want to read that code, that'd be cool. It's a real one. It's not just made up. How can you make QR codes? Okay, so this is the way that normally people make them using a website. This one is Sparcode. There are various others as well, like KWAR, for example. And this is my blog, as I said already, so that's the QR code on my blog. So you basically just click on URL, put the blog in, create the QR code, and Bob's your uncle. If you want to do a text one, you just click on RAW, and there are other types of QR code you can make as well. I found this one because of Twitter. I've been sending lots of QR codes out on Twitter saying, can you please scan this and tell me if it works on your device and what it looks like? This Easy QR app, you can create QR codes on the fly on your mobile device. So you can scan the image as well. If you this the image in your photo roll, it can then come up and you can it will then go to say URL or what have you. The other day when we had all the clearing, we had David Willetts on the TV with a QR code linking to the UCAS site at the side of his head. I took a photo of it with my iPod Touch and was able to, by using Easy QR, was able to go to the UCAS site by doing what I've just said, taking it from the photo roll, which I thought was quite cool. So you can make them on the move, on a mobile device, or use a website, or what have you. Right, another way of using them really easily is if you use Russell Tarr's amazing QR coder bookmarklet. So you just go along, you just do a search for QR code bookmarklet, and then you can just create a QR code automatically from any web page that you are on in one click. So that's really cool. And again, if you want to scan that one, that will work as well. So, what can you use to read QR codes? There are lots and lots of readers out there, just do a search according to your mobile device, but the one that I found has been very useful is called iNigma. I don't know if there's other ones that people really like. Please put it on the Twitter stream if you want to. But that's one I found that works really well, really, really well. Right, so how can we use these in education? Okay? Right. Russell Tarr, again, has made this incredible QR treasure hunt generator. If you haven't heard about it already, what it is you put your questions in, which then automatically are made into QR codes, and the idea is pupils can then go around the classroom or go around the school, or if you're going to do this outside, you could use it as a treasure hunt, which is very, very interesting with mobile devices, and it's a cool thing to do, and it just takes out a lot of the faff. It just makes them all in one go. Quick votes at the end of a lesson in a plenary. You can put in your question, and then here I just done a very quick one. So are you using QR codes in the classroom? You've got yes, no, you have other answers as well. And then you scan the QR code from the answer, and then the results are then put onto a pie chart, which is quite useful, and I think is something that could be useful within the classroom. Google Forms. So you could create a Google Form from a Google Doc and then create a QR code from that Google Form, and then you could use a script called Flugaroo, what that is, which allows you to grade the results of the Google Form automatically. Okay. This was a guide created by Sarah Elaine Eaton, who has a PhD, which is good. And this is all to do with. Thank you. I thought you were dead anyway. Thank you. You've been a really quiet audience tonight. Anyway, I was wondering what was going on. Anyway. Thank you. Right, that's it. Excellent. Right. Okay. So this is a brilliant step-by-step guide on Google Forms. And this is a YouTube clip, Flugaroo Grading Made Easy. So I think, again, exciting use of mobile device in the classroom, using QR codes to link to it, to open it up. Right, distance learning opportunities. As I said, I've been talking quite a lot on Twitter about QR codes. Kath Hodgson, who's the head of the department in North Wales, has been using Zondel games to get her kids to practice vocab at home, and she's been creating QR codes for the links to those Zondel games so they can then just scan them and then, in this case, do them on the bus on the way home, which I think is pretty cool, personally. Right, Alex Bergono, another colleague of mine, has created a poster which he's got in his classroom called Mobile Learning Links. So essentially what he's done is he's taken lots of sites which he thinks his kids could have a look at for revision and just created QR codes from them. So you can imagine you can have that on the wall, you can have that in the kids' exercise book, and it's just an easy way of getting the link straight onto the mobile device. This is Annalise Adam, who's created a display in her classroom, similar idea, and she's also done a poster as well. And then Alex here has written, what are your great MFL web links? Want to create QR code posters for classrooms to promote mobile learning? Thanks for the idea. And that's from AJEP, who's Andrew Jefferson, who's a language teacher in Australia. Right, this is down to David Mitchell, Deputy Mitchell on Twitter, who spoke about, this is a picture I took myself at the Learning Without Frontiers teacher meet last year. Was it this year? I can't remember. Anyway, last academic year. And this idea of make your classroom 4D. So what he's done is he has got his pupils to write text in an exercise book. He's marked it. He's then got them to copy it up neatly on the blog so they can get comments and what have you from that. And he's made a QR code from the blog post and put it into the exercise book, which I thought was... So he's saying it's like making his exercise books 4D, which I think is a very cool idea. Okay, little tip here, three tips to finish off with. Snip URL, what you can do is you can create a QR code from a snip URL, which is like a link shortener, and as a result of that, you can actually change the final link that it forwards to. So in other words, what you could do is you could have, I don't know, have a blog post that you update, or a different blog post that you have that you update every week, and you just change the URL. So in other words, you create one QR code, which you can then update each week. You don't have to create a new QR code each time. And it would take literally seconds just to put in the new URL and save it. Tip number two. Does that mean I've got a minute, or is that now?
Time.
Could you just give me 30 seconds? Right. Right. If you're interested in analytics, BW scan, put your QR code with that, and you can see how many people have scanned the code. And if you want to see my presentation on SlideShare, this is a QR code which will take you directly to that. Thank you.
Now we've been trying to get out of PowerPoint.